Every year for the past 15 years, Preservation Idaho has highlighted a different neighborhood in Boise. This year, for its 16th annual Heritage Homes Tour, they're featuring Warm Springs Avenue. Preservation Idaho is a nonprofit organization that works to preserve the state's historic places. This annual tour is designed to promote awareness of Boise neighborhoods, from architecture to history to the landscape that surrounds these areas. Warm Springs Avenue dates back to the 1890s. It all started when a geothermal spring was tapped nearby. It is known for its beautiful homes and trees, and it has been home to many prominent Boise leaders. With me today is Paula Benson, the president of Preservation Idaho, and Barbara Perry Bauer, historian with TAG Historical Research and Consulting and a volunteer with Preservation Idaho. They're here to talk about the tour and the history of Warm Springs. Welcome to the program.
Thank you.
Thank you.
So first off, give me a history of this area, because how did the neighborhood really get started?
The neighborhood got started, as you mentioned, when the geothermal warm springs were tapped and used to heat the homes that were being built in what was called the East Side Addition. And many of the notable entrepreneurs and businessmen who lived on Grove Street, which was once the really fashionable place in Boise, they began to move over to Warm Springs Avenue. And actually, it was originally called Hot Springs Avenue.
Oh, it was.
And they did change the name to Warm Springs Avenue. And so that's how the neighborhood started to develop. It did begin as the home for many of the wealthier folks who were in Boise, building homes in a very desirable area. Connected to downtown because of the burgeoning streetcar system.
Okay, so talk about this, because there was an electric streetcar line in what, 1891?
In 1891, just a year after Idaho became a state, a group of men got together and financed the Boise Rapid Transit Company. They were on the cutting edge of the electric streetcar systems that were developing throughout the United States. Boise was a leader in the state with that whole system. And that allowed people to live a little bit farther from the downtown area. 2 miles, basically, is the distance that you are when you're down Warm Springs Avenue from downtown Boise.
So, Paula, why do this tour every year and then also, you know, go to different locations?
Well, there's a few reasons that we do the tour. The first is that it's enjoyable. It's a great way to get the community together, to visit new parts of the city that they haven't seen. For us, we pick a unique, historic Boise neighborhood each year. Sometimes we pick neighborhoods that are less well-known because it's nice for people to see historic neighborhoods that they maybe have heard of or drove through but don't know anything about the history. So they have fun learning. Then there's some iconic neighborhoods like Harrison Boulevard and Warm Springs Avenue. These are the streets that you drive to and from. They're the streets that as you drive down them, you have to remind yourself to watch the street because your eyes want to drift left and right. Looking at these beautiful, stately homes that represent a very elegant period of time in Boise. And who wouldn't like to looky-loo in these lovely private homes? So we have the fortune of having these wonderful families, six of them this year, who have opened these beautiful homes. And it's an opportunity for the public to see the homes on foot. It's a very good way to really appreciate the architectural features of the home, the lots, the neighborhood itself. And in doing so, learn to appreciate the craftsmanship, the neighborhood feel. And our goal is that in doing that, people value it and they work and will be willing to speak up for the protection of our historic districts.
So you say six homes this year. And I mean, it really is like you get to go inside.
You do.
And when you drive down Warm Springs, I mean, there's I don't think anybody would say they wouldn't want to peek inside. So which homes could, and you don't have to list all of them, but give me an idea.
Well, we've got six different homes spread out along the boulevard. The Johnson home is the furthest west, and this is a classic home that is not only beautiful outside, but has the most amazing collection of furniture and artifacts inside. The owners have been world travelers, and everything in there has a story. On the far other end, we have the mid-century home that's next to the castle. So we we have this quite this mix mixture of these wonderful Tudor revivals. We've got all kinds of different architecture, and then we've got this mid-century. So all of these lend, one of them is kind of a cottage looking. They all lend a little bit of a different look to the neighborhood, And we have docents. We have 80 volunteers. It's a pretty big project for us to put together. We have volunteers in the home, so your ticket allows you, with your pair of booties, to go through the guided portions of the home, and there's information in the book. That's what that's what Barbara puts together. It's actually each home's history. And then as you walk through the home, the docents are able to give you specific information about either something inside the home or a piece of furniture or a piece of artwork. So the stories of the inside of the house, as well as the families that live there, get told as well.
And speaking of that mid-century home, isn't there a pool in that
house? You're thinking of the one a couple doors down.
Okay, a couple doors down.
Which is a very cool house.
It is.
Troutner House, where the pool is inside the house.
Yes, it's right inside the house.
Yeah. This is not that house. This house has a pool in the backyard.
In the backyard.
Right.
Yes, it has the pool. I knew it had a pool in the backyard.
Yeah.
But a lot of these homes on Warm Springs have pools.
They do. Geothermal pools.
And Barbara, is that's why. It's because they tapped into this geothermal, correct?
That is my understanding. And I know that you will be seeing, actually, I believe it's for sure one amazing backyard pool at the house by Costin Street.
Because we don't really like to give away all of the
addresses. All the secrets. Yeah. Right.
I will tell you this, though. The week before, if you drive up the Warm Springs Avenue, you will see signs in the front yards that say, "This house on tour." So that's kind of our big reveal.
That's kind of,
Yeah.
And Barbara, talk about the Natatorium, because longtime residents remember the Nat. I mean, we all know the Nat if you live in Boise as a public pool, the city of Boise. It was much more than that.
Yes, it was. It was constructed in 1892 and designed by an architect from Montana. And it was a sight to behold, basically, truly, almost a castle-like structure built of wood with all kinds of fine detail on the exterior and on the interior. There was a swimming pool. There were also billiard rooms, a club room, dancing rooms, for all of the residents in Boise. It was used as a swimming pool and public house until the 1930s. And because of that geothermal heat in the swimming pool, it basically ate away at the wood structure, and a huge windstorm came through and damaged the structure, so it did have to be torn down. But there are the remains. When you do go to the Natatorium today, there are the remains of that hot water pool. So you're swimming in that same, not the same pool itself, but you are using that geothermal water that people decades before us also enjoyed.
So, Paula, when is the tour happening? And then how do people get tickets? Because I'm assuming you're not going to let just, the entire city of Boise run through these houses.
Yes, we do. We do have some crowd control and quality control. So the tour itself is Sunday, October 7th, from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. You can buy tickets online at preservationidaho.org. They are $25 for members and $30 for non-members. You can also buy tickets the day of if you prefer to wait. We will be set up at Roosevelt Elementary School. We'll have a big tent out front on the south side of the school. You cannot miss us. If you've prepaid a ticket or have cash, it'll save you some time because you'll get in a line that moves faster. But you are welcome to buy a ticket the day of. We'll give you this booklet that has all the historic information, and you'll get a pair of booties. And then you can go at your own pace. Usually takes 2 to 2.5 hours to see the houses, but you can go at your own pace and just enjoy what we hope will be a beautiful fall day.
Well, thank you both for coming in. Paula Benson, the president of Preservation Idaho, and Barbara Perry Bauer, historian with TAG Historical Research and Consulting and a volunteer with Preservation Idaho, talking about the Heritage Homes Tour coming up on October 7th in Boise.